Johnny, how you doing?
I'm okay, my friend. Very good, very good.
Johnny, firstly, because of that statement by Blues, a lot of Birmingham City fans are thinking that, you know, they're saying no bid was made. Can you actually confirm that your consortium made a bid to buy Birmingham City?
100%. I don't know what it is. So I don't know what this statement is. It's a shock to me, to be fair, because a lot of negotiations have been going on for over a month. I mean, my lawyer is called Chris Fennell. You can speak with my lawyer. He will tell you there's been a lot of discussion. We talk about price. Yesterday, I signed some document which sent to my lawyer, and I'm shocked, you know, because obviously, what can I do? You know, I mean, we discuss price. They want one price. We offer another price. Mr. Peter Panu, which I never met before, is he had a lot of conversation with my lawyer. Even today, and I'm shocked to hear that the people call me, I'm in Italy at the moment, saying that this statement's come out. So I really, you know, I mean, like I say, it's quite clear that we have made a bid, but I don't want to get in a confrontation with Mr. Panu because, you know, that's not the way I want to do.
You're trying to do a deal, so that the last thing you want is confrontation.
I'm trying to do a deal.
So just
exactly,
tell,
no, yes.
So the bid was turned down, and there's been lots of speculation in all the newspapers about a value. Is it possible for the fans' record? Because lots of Birmingham City fans are listening tonight. Can you just put the record straight? What the bid was?
Listen, if I have to come, because I don't want to look like a clown here, like, you know, if I have to prove, I got all the documentation,
yes,
where he will tell you exactly what the bid was.
Yes.
The bid altogether was a value of £225 million. And we got all email, we got all in right. So I don't understand how these statements come out, because it make it look like everybody will tell lies. You know, I'm trying to do something positive for Birmingham City Football Club, right? And if I have to be in a confrontation, because I had a bad experience with the Nottingham Forest for 6 months, and now I don't want to do the same thing with the Birmingham City, because Birmingham City is very close to my heart, it's close to my family. We live in Solihull. I don't want any aggravation with my family, thing that they pretend to do a bid. You know, I got all the documents. If I need to show you, Ross, I'm not lying to you. I got all the documents which I can prove to you, you know.
Well, I've known you. I've known you a long time.
You don't speak,
Johnny,
with me, you know, but you can speak with Chris Fennell. Chris Fennell is my lawyer.
Mm. Well, I've,
you know, he's the one who's doing all the negotiation. You know, he's based in Manchester. What can I say? I cannot say more than that. I don't want to get, like I say, I want to do something positive for Birmingham City. I want to give the fans what they deserve. But if I have to get in a confrontation and they have to, you know, it's got to be messy, I don't want to know. You know, I'd rather sit down and then, you know, I mean, if they got out of 10 bidder, then up to them, you know. I mean, if they got other people, at least I will contribute to raise the price of the club, you know. So if somebody bid more than me, and then I'd be happy, because I want to see Birmingham where they belong. Like I say, you know me, many, many years. Mm. I live in Birmingham all my life. I've been in London with QPR, and you know, I finished with QPR, I want to come back in, and what a great opportunity for me, Birmingham City.
What's,
you know, my people, they happy to do the deal.
Can I ask you, what will be your next move now?
Nothing. I'm shocked now. I don't know what to do. I just spoke with my lawyer, and I say, look, I don't know. You know, I mean, I had an email from my lawyer, which he explained to me that Mr. Panu wasn't very happy. And I don't know what to say. Really, I'm shocked. What can I do?
I mean, will you pursue your bid, presumably?
Well, I have already done. The deal is there. If they agree the deal can be done in 48 hours. But it looks like that we haven't got no deal. So all the work we put, all the me coming, you know, I mean, try to get these people together to convince them that Birmingham is the right place and the right club, you know, it's been a complete waste. It doesn't matter.
Are the people you're with, Johnny, and I know you're very well connected with people. I've seen them.
Yes.
I've met them down at QPR with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they wealthy men whose interest would be to further Birmingham City?
Of course. Listen, these people, they're not losers. You know, they don't do. They don't like lose. They are winners, and they want to be successful. You know. And sometimes you have to be ruthless to get to success. They don't mess about. I don't mess about. I just want to do the best for Birmingham City Football Club. And I think we got great potential to do so, you know.
And I know
my passion. You know my passion, and you know, if I get involved with blues, because blues is my place. You know, when I came to England,
you were always
my
there.
My son Stephen, Stephen is the greatest supporter of blues. My family supports blues. I support blues. I had to do a business. I had to work. QPR was an opportunity which I took.
So I mean, listen. I remember those years ago sitting with you and Terry Cooper and Alan Jones at the club, and I know you were interested, and you did a lot for them with the Anglo-Italian and all sorts of things. So I know that side of it. You know, I think blues fans are saying to me today, they're saying, ask him. Is he going to continue? Is he going to try and get it? Is he going to continue to do it? You know, and all the rest of it. I think they're keen that you would continue and pursue it.
Tom, I can only say this. The only thing I can say is I'm doing my utmost, you know, all the best I can do to take this club, to secure a deal. If I can secure a deal, I'm not looking at anything else. I'm not interested in anything else. You know, I got there's about five or six clubs at the moment which they'd be more than happy to have me on board. You know, I don't want to get... I just think that this is the right club. And the fans, they need to get back what they been doing. You know, I mean, after all, Birmingham City is the second best. Birmingham is the second city in England.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And all this nonsense, you know, I mean, it doesn't do the club any good. I don't want a staring thing for this gentleman, you know, but I cannot do it. They own the club. I don't. I put a bid. I've done what they wanted me to do. I've signed the pay. I can show to you. I don't have a secret. If they want to be silly, then, you know, I mean, they don't have to come up to the statement like they did today, because make everybody lie and it's a bit foolish, you know.
If you'd get it, if you got it, what would your aim be? What would your aims be?
My aim would be that I like to take this club in a Premiership. You know, that's where it belongs. You know, that's the most important thing of all. Secure that they are in the Premier. And if you do that with the strategy, with the hard work, there is no reason why, you know, this club cannot be where it belongs in the Premier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know me, I got a lot of... I will do with all my heart, you know, Birmingham would be like something that... I love it. I love... Because, you know, like I say, I'm blues. I'm Birmingham boy.
If I've known you, and a lot of people that in this town do know you, and a lot of big, important people who pay a lot of money for boxes at Birmingham City are good friends of yours,
yes.
So you're already connected with people who spend money at the club, I know that. But what would you say to those people who, a new generation who don't know you, only saw you on the TV programme, what would you say to them about Gianni Paladini when they've already got a formed opinion?
Listen, you know, all my life I've been involved with football. You know, I was involved with Eddie Fisher in Birmingham with the Knacker when there was no transfer, as you well know.
Yes.
When the time came to get back into football, I did. I sold right out, Cowans, Paul Elliott. I started to be an agent to... And all my life has been in football, you know, apart from the little time when I worked for Eddie, which was a little time to be fair. Yeah. And I've been at QPR. I took QPR from, at the time, was the League Two. And we went from strength to strength, you know, like we had to go crazy. I'm fortunate, I'm in a position that I mix with the people that they trust my judgment, and they are very wealthy people. Mm-hmm. So I can only convince my people to invest money in Birmingham, which I've done. But, you know, I'm not going to fight for 6-7 months to get the club. If they you know, I'm powerless. The club is in the hands of this Mr. Pano and his and Mr. Carson, which I never made. If they don't want to sell or they got another bidder or somebody else to pay more money, then good luck, you know. I still feel good because I've been participating, get somebody to buy the club. So, hopefully whoever gets to Birmingham City, they bring them back in the Premier.
So just to clarify, what you're not going to get involved in a row with anybody. All you want to do is to make your bid. And if it's not accepted, then absolutely fine. And if it is, fine. But you're not going to get involved in any sort of confrontation.
Correct. Tom, correct. You know, I don't need that. You know, I have enough problem. I don't want to do that. I want to be come there happy, work together, bring the club back, a family club, you know, where everybody can say, well, you know, listen to everybody, be friendly, as a friendly club, bring the smile back to people and sing the very famous song that we love, you know. That's what we want to see. We want to bring the singing back.
Just finally, have the club made it clear they want to sell, but is it just about the price that's the problem?
No, the thing is, Tom, I was approached by my lawyer and Chris Van Elm say to me that there is, once he knew that I didn't do anything with Nottingham Forest and I had a lot of, you know, he said, look, there is an opportunity in Birmingham City. So that's why I got involved. I said to him, okay, go ahead. I will speak to my people. I convinced my people to do the deal. We put the bid in. I think the bid was more or less accept. I signed the last paper before I came to Italy yesterday. And now all of a sudden somebody called me and said that there's been on Sky Sport that Birmingham made a statement to say that they don't want to sell anymore, you know. Or I'd never had any approach with me. That's a complete lie. You know, I think I feel very offended about that. You know, I mean, I feel like suing the gentleman.
So
for defamation of character. You shouldn't do that.
Well, I think, to be fair, Gianni, and I'm reading the statement, I think there is definitely what they say is they're not in discussion with you at the moment. They don't say they haven't been in discussion with you. Very badly written, if I'm honest. Nevertheless, you are absolutely adamant that that you would like to buy Birmingham City. You think you've made a fair price, and you're you know, that's where you're at basically at this moment.
Tom, I will wait, you know, like, and see what's happened, you know. Like I say, if somebody else buy at a high price, then okay, fine. This will be good for the club. I think the price we put, the position the club is now, I think that's a fair amount. You know, don't forget, you know, you have to strengthen the team. You have to spend the money, invest in players. You know, it's not just to buy the club. You know, if you buy, I think the price we put on the club is a fair.
And you actually, did you say to me a minute ago you actually thought that the deal was done at one stage?
Yeah, I told him I didn't understand it was with my law. Even like when I signed the paper yesterday, I signed the document yesterday, which, you know, I don't know how Mr. Fanu can say that there was no discussion between us. I really don't understand that.
Well, I mean,
you know,
it will, as they say, Gianni, it will all come out in the wash. And I suppose the only way we can end it is watch this space.
Watch his space, correct. Watch his space. But like I say, I wish Birmingham to win the game tomorrow. And I hope they win the next Tuesday as well. I was going to come on Tuesday. I had the whole plan to come on Tuesday to watch the game. But now, you know, obviously I say, it's our way. I don't want to call any hassle on that gravation. You know what I mean?
Well, you know enough box holders to get in there quite quietly, I would have thought. Johnny, thank you.
Come on, Blues. We never lose.
Johnny, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Gianni Paladini.